Dreamscape presents The Big Sky by A.B. Guthrie, Jr. Narrated by Kevin Foley. The Big Sky. Part 1. 1830. Chapter 1. Serena Caudle heard a step outside, and then the squeak of the cabin door, and knew that John was coming in. She kept poking at the fireplace in which a hen was browning.
"Where's Boone?"
"Around, I reckon."
She looked up then and saw him shut the door against the rain, saw him shut it behind him without turning while his eyes took in the murky kitchen. He limped to the wall, making an uneven thump on the puncheon floor, started to hang his coat on its peg, thought better of it, and hunched it back around his neck. In the warmth of the room, the smells of cow and sweat and drink and wet woolens flowed from him.
"A body can tell when it's raining just by the sound of your feet," she said, while her gaze followed him.
"You said that a plenty of times."
He stood facing the window, as if he could see out of the oiled paper that did for glass.
"You'd sing different if you had a ball in your leg."
"I ain't belittling it,"
she said, and tried the hen with a fork. In her mind's eye, she was seeing him, that day when he got back from Tippecanoe with a ball in his thigh and the bloody hide of an Indian in his knapsack. He had kept the scalp and tanned the skin and made himself a razor strop out of it. It was a time ago, a right smart time, for a man to still have misery from a wound. He swung around.
"I said, where's Boone?"
She could keep her mouth shut, but her head bobbed as if he had pushed it, pointing in the direction of the dog trot that led to the cabin they slept in. His voice...